We've got Lynn on the line at 308-8867. Lynn, how are you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's going on?
Listen, I missed, I just tuned in the last part of Ann's presentation. Could you repeat that?
Yeah, let me start from the beginning. I think Al has it on tape.
Yeah, we got one of those buttons that gets rid of.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you about the Birdathon, because I wonder if Callan could tell me how one of those things is run. And the other question is, I thought in the past we could contribute to Jerry or one of you individually, and now it's a group.
We're just doing the group this year.
Yeah, we will.
You can do it whatever way you want.
Okay, but now how is one held? I mean, the people that go out there, they're a number of groups, right?
Yeah.
And do they go out separately?
They generally do go out separately. Yes, each group or individual will go out and. It's all on the honor system.
Oh. And Jerry's with you?
That's why we
that's
go.
Why
that's why three of us go out.
Yeah.
And Milton last year was contributed to Jerry's delinquency. So.
Oh, I see.
Saw some birds that had only been in Argentina.
I had what I thought was the official list, and then when. Later, the new list showed up, and they had a few more species on there.
We spotted birds that haven't been seen ever in this area.
Yeah, I saw that list. That was remarkable.
Isn't that amazing? Do you see that Cessna finch and the lesser finch and the not-so-lesser finch?
The jack-in-the-box chicken sandwich.
It was Wendy's.
Now, when we contribute to how many that are seen, I mean, it's going to be real birds, right?
That's absolutely.
Well,
not Delta Jet.
If you prefer, we'll have Ileana certify the birds at Jerry and Milton's.
So oh!
She's going out with them this time to make sure that they... real birds.
Ileana wants money raised.
So do you go around to give an area? I'm just curious.
Yeah, the Mitchell Lake Audubon Center.
You got to come down and take a look.
It's a bunch of, how big an acreage is it? 200, 300?
So everybody just spreads out, huh?
Yeah, there's plenty of land there. And some people go, like last year we went the weekend before because of our schedules. And, this year we may go on the Friday before, so it's but there'll be a lot of groups. The big event is on the 6th on Saturday, and there'll be a number of groups out there, but there's plenty of area to go through and lots of wetlands and forested area and prairie area. So,
what do you think about my Milton Lake duck hunting idea?
That's a good idea. If they do that, put me down.
They would build these blinds.
Yeah.
Out there on the water, and they say, okay, this is what you go in and you look at the birds. Okay, you do that 9 or 10 months out of the year. And then that month or so that the duck hunting deal is, then they turn into duck blinds.
Yeah.
I could help them with the construction of those things.
Well, I just wondered exactly how, I mean, if you see something rare, do you just kind of keep it quiet? Or, I mean, you don't yell out, there's ivory, whatever that is in Arkansas, there's only one of, and then everybody runs over and say, yeah, I see it too, or something.
No. We kept to ourselves, and there was fights amongst, when we did it, Jerry would spot the birds, and then
I tell them it's all out of range. It's out of range. Don't shoot yet.
Calvin and other experts would argue about what it was. Well, that's a blue-tailed coot. That ain't no blue-tailed coot. You're a blue-tailed coot. Oh, it got ugly, Lynn.
So how much is Charles willing to match?
He said whatever.
Silly boy.
I estimated that he might have to match $600.
Oh man. But if it goes over that, I mean, is he gonna honor that? Or?
Yeah.
Well, he's an honorable man.
Yeah, I understand.
He might have to let Milton go, but
this may be the end of me, Lynn.
Okay. So now this is tax deductible.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. It's a 501c3.
But now, so you send us a receipt or something?
I'm sorry?
Send a receipt.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll send you a receipt.
I mean, the IRS doesn't take your word on anything.
Oh, no. Just tell them Milton said it.
Now, some people it does, Lynn.
Tell them Milton said it.
All right, look, put me down. Jerry's got my information. Put me down for $5 a bird.
Hell no.
Goodness.
We're going to bankrupt you.
Now,
fool.
You're not related to Jerry, are you?
Yeah, closely.
No.
You guys couldn't be related.
And
Jerry doesn't spend $5 for lunch.
I challenge all the doctors listening to raise it.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it.
Oh, hell no.
Maybe he's got some radiologists on the line.
Maybe old Paxton will.
Yeah, Paxton.
He's a surgeon, too.
There you go. Let's go, Paxton.
Okay. Thanks,
Lynn. I put down five.
And okay. what we'll do, and I'll work at this, and Charles asked me to try to find some other businesses that will help him match. So we're going to find dollars to match every single dollar we get committed here, even if it's more than Charles can handle.
But you don't get the Jerry was saying you got to write out what they matched and what you gave. That doesn't work, does it?
What did you say?
I was bringing up the idea that they could get Charles matching as a tax deduction.
Oh, it doesn't work that way.
I was trying to confuse Jerry. Charles.
Never let, Lynn, you don't let Jerry organize anything or make the arrangements.
I'm not sure you want to take tax advice from this man.
In case the IRS is listening, I am not kin to Jerry.
All right,
see you. Hey, by the way, listen, if anybody's really interested in that darn thing that Jerry gave about how to make barrels, whiskey barrel, is fascinating. This is a real art and a craft, and only a few people really do it well. At least, you know, the ones that were in the olden days. I don't know what machinery does for them now, but it's a fascinating read. I mean, it's very thorough.
Well,
it's
anybody that's tried to have nice straight sealed edges on a cabinet or anything knows how hard that is. That just amazes me that those things don't leak.
Well, they say that they go these guys that are really master artisans or whatever go out and actually select the trees and can kind of tell how that grain's going to split, you know, to make these staves or whatever they're called, and it's just fascinating. If people here give that again, they might go to that.
Old mama didn't use no barrels. All she used was that tin, wasn't it?
I don't know. We never run
those whiskey stills. I'm talking about.
You know, if you're
moonshine.
Yeah, you know what?
If you're with the Internal Revenue Service, Lynn is no relation to.
We didn't use barrels.
Okay, guys. See ya.
Thanks, Lynn.
The barrel's too heavy to move when the revenue is.
You know it.